When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, Washington? Good morning. It's a Wednesday, December, what are we, 18? December 18th, a week away from Christmas. Life is on a bullet train, man. 2024, happy holidays to everybody. We are the Junkies. It's the Bish and EB show this week. We got one more tomorrow, and then, of course, we got the holiday show Friday. And then EB will be off and running for a couple weeks off.
What are you doing? Like, who's working next week?
It's JP and I next week, and then I'm going to take some days off. So then Cakes, I believe Cakes and JP will be in. Mm. I don't know. I'm confused by that.
Mm. All right.
Nobody's
going to be working, obviously, at Christmas.
Yeah. We're off next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It gets a little confusing, but we get through it, right?
Hell yeah.
By the way, you're listening to us on 106.7 The Fan. Of course, the Team 980, 910 The Fan down in Richmond. And you're watching us, if you choose, on the Monumental Sports Network. All presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC tech or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com. And you can join their team. We've got four guests today. We've got Ricky Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he's a columnist for 106.7 The Fan. We'll talk to him about the Commanders at 7. Adam Kaplan is an NFL insider for SiriusXM and Pro Football Network. We'll get to him in the 8 o'clock hour. Preview that the big game Sunday, Commanders-Eagles. Talk about some other issues. Spencer Carberry will join us at 7, I believe.
Mm.
At 7 or 9:25, Drabby?
He's at 9:25 today because they got in late last night.
9:25. All right, game. So he's in the 9 o'clock hour. They lost to the Blackhawks last night, blew a two-goal lead, so he's not going to be very happy. And we'll talk to Mayor Bowser, D.C. Mayor. There's some developments with the whole RFK site. We'll get into that. Speaking of the Commanders, their game against the Falcons got a little bit more interesting yesterday.
Mm.
For a couple of reasons. One, the Falcons head coach Raheem Morris decided enough's enough with Kirk Cousins. He's been so bad the last 5 or 6 weeks, and they're in must-win mode. He's got one passing touchdown and 9 picks in the last 5 games.
Very weird.
And they did beat the awful Raiders on Monday, but he didn't play great, and the Falcons' offense wasn't great. They win 15-9, and they've got the dreadful Giants coming up on Sunday, another must-win if they want to stay in the playoff hunt. So anyway, they've decided we're going to move on from Kirk Cousins. It might be the last you've seen of Kirk Cousins as a Falcon, mm-hmm. or certainly as a starter. They're going to go to Michael Penix, the rookie who they drafted number 8 overall, and Penix and Cousins are actually pretty good friends. They they ride together to the airport for road games so they live on the same street, so they hang out all the time. But Penix is going to take Cousins' spot. I don't think anybody's surprised by it.
A little bit, just because they committed so much money to him.
That part, yes, but the fact that he's been so bad the last five games, they've got to make a move.
I guess. It's a lot of pressure on Penix. I like Penix.
Mm-hmm.
I like him a lot. I hope he could come through. I'm glad he's been able to wait at least 14, 15 weeks, because I always think these quarterbacks are just throwing the Wolves too soon.
Yep.
But I root for him. I don't know. I feel like it's a lot of pressure they're putting on him, and you know, they're right there in the hunt.
Uh-huh.
But we'll see. Maybe he'll give him a spark. It's just weird how Kirk just kind of just fell apart.
Yeah, I wonder if the Achilles thing is just finally biting him in the ass, and he's just not the same guy. He can't move around the same. This is his worst year of his career.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he leads the league in interceptions.
Yeah,
and it's not like he's throwing a ton of touchdowns either. He's just been bad. So I'm just wondering what's going on. Is it a physical thing? I can't imagine it's a mental thing. Maybe his confidence is shot, but I mean, he knows how to play quarterback. He's got really good weapons.
Yeah, but I don't know.
He just hasn't been able to move the team down the field.
I know confidence can be a big thing, and you lose a little of your swagger, but who knows? I have no idea. It's not like I'm watching him every week.
He doesn't have any zip on his balls anymore.
Yeah, I wonder if that's
it's just falling off. I mean, it's similar to what happened to Matt Ryan, I think. Sometimes these guys reach a certain age, and injuries probably has a lot to do with it. Maybe he's not trusting his body like he used to, but he's got a noodle arm now, and he makes bad decisions. That's a bad combination.
Yeah,
and losing Kevin O'Connell can't help.
Well, it's true.
It's true, but he didn't have O'Connell everywhere. But yeah, I mean, certainly, I think O'Connell would do better with him.
I mean, it seems like he's had a lot of help in terms of coaching along the way, and maybe he's just not clicking with what he has
now.
Who
is their OC?
Zach Robinson.
Who is it? Zach Robinson?
Came from the Rams.
I don't know.
He's
his
in
deal.
The McVay tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I believe he was the Rams OC. Was it 2 years ago?
I believe three it was two or 3 years ago, yeah.
It's wild because, you know, Kirk's basically been a pretty freaking good NFL quarterback throughout his career. And to see him just kind of come crash and burn like that so quickly, it's really weird. But
yeah, I mean, he's been a guy who's been throwing 30 plus touchdowns.
Yeah.
And then last year he gets hurt. He was having a good year too.
Yeah.
And then he's out and he's tore his Achilles and he's comes to Atlanta and they give him a huge deal, $100 million guaranteed out of the $160 million. They're going to pay him $63 million. He's making $63 million this year.
Yeah, but I thought I read somewhere where could they cut him next year? It was like
I think most
cost
of it,
him like $27 million or something. Like
yeah, I think it. I think most
relatively cheap.
I think most of it, if not all of it, comes off the books in year 26.
Yeah,
that's what I read.
Yeah. You got $90 million the first 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So they can move on. And
so 63 this year, 27 next year, and then they could be off the hook, I guess.
Yeah,
I mean, so, good on him. That dude's made about $400 million in his career or whatever it is. Unbelievable.
He's killed it. But he's just not the same guy. So they're moving on. They're going to go to Penix. And, you know, they got the Giants this week. They're 7-7. They got the Giants this week. And
might as well do it against the Giants, right?
Yeah, it's probably a good good team to prepare for, right? I mean, they're 2-12.
Do it against the Giants. Get them a little confidence. And then it'd be a massive game with Washington.
Which has been flexed.
Yeah, Sunday night.
It'll be the Sunday night national TV game.
Which, you know, is cool to get your team in the spotlight, but it sucks because you got to wait till 8:30, whatever, for kickoff, and we're going to be up till midnight. I mean, Jason won't. Jason will get up at 3 and do some bizarre, like, watch the game and fast forward. But most of us will stay up, watch it, and it's just going to be an awful Monday.
Oh, yeah, well, it's going to be a huge game, especially if Atlanta beats the Giants. And who knows? I mean, it's a huge unknown. They're unpredictable now. We don't know how Penix is going to play. He might provide a huge spark and they could score a bunch of points, or he might just look like an exposed rookie and turn out to be a bad decision.
I doubt he's going to just hit the ground running and be balling. I doubt it. I hope he does well, but you know, he's going to make mistakes and he's going to get acclimated to the speed and everything. So there'll be a learning curve, no matter how good he is.
Well, you hope he does well maybe this week, but you don't hope he does well
no,
next week.
No, but at the end of the day, I do root for him. I liked him coming out of college. Whatever.
But it's just very interesting because, you know, we heard the rumors that Cousins was going to be replaced, you know, after the third consecutive bad game. And then after the fourth game, Raheem Morris came out and said, nope, he's our guy. Mm-hmm. We're going to stick with him. And then, you know, on Monday night, they win, but it doesn't look great. So they had to make the decision, I guess.
Well, first things first, we got to tackle the Eagles this week. And, you know, I was listening to Kimes podcast this morning with Sam Fortier and just trying to get worked up for this matchup. And I don't know. I was getting a little hopeful just thinking about the addition of Lattimore now and how that kind of does change the equation a little bit. Also, I think it was Sam that brought up the point that the first time we played them, Jaden was still kind of struggling with his ribs issues, whatever was going on. This will be interesting to just see how they perform against a team that ESPN, you know, as of yesterday, had them as the number one power-ranked team in the NFL. So it's certainly a worthy competitor. I think they had us at 10, which I thought was pretty good.
Yeah, I saw that.
I would still, if you put a gun to my head, I would still bet the Eagles. But I get a little bit more optimistic as we get closer, which is what I tend to do.
Yeah.
Try to figure out scenarios where we can pull this out.
But it would be a huge win.
But having Lattimore there, you know, if he could just kind of like really, really neutralize A.J. Brown, even though he didn't kill us last time, he killed us a year ago. And then you can focus a little bit more of your attention on Barkley.
Right.
And, you know, try to contain Jalen.
You just have to keep the ball away from them. But defensively, Philly's been so good. It's not like they're just, and teams are just driving up and down the field on them. They're just not allowing a lot of points.
Right. And it certainly, you know.
That's how good they've been playing.
I don't think that we still have an update yet on Ertz and Chin.
Right.
I think you need both those guys.
Need them. I would be surprised if both of them are set to go, but I could be wrong.
Seemed like Chin was feeling better than Ertz after the game, but who knows? Those things can change dramatically, you know, in 24, 48 hours. Chin could take a turn for the worse, and Ertz could be doing better. Who knows?
Yeah.
Strange how those things heal.
But if the Falcons beat the Giants, and then they're 8-7, and let's just say Washington loses to Philly, and they're 9-6. Well, that game is just massive.
Oh, massive.
It's just massive.
Massive game.
Because then it becomes a tiebreaker game, and Atlanta would just be moved into that seventh spot.
Yeah. No, it's massive. You want to get to a point where you have a choice of what you want to do against Dallas. You know, I think maybe the move would be, if they beat Atlanta, would be to maybe play the guys a half. I don't know.
If it didn't matter, yeah.
I don't know if you want to take the thing completely off because they haven't played so well after layoff.
Because I think Tampa is going to end up winning the NFC South. They do have a tough game this weekend in Dallas, but they've been scoring so many points. I don't think Dallas can keep up. And then they get the Panthers and Saints at home.
Right.
Now maybe Carr comes back and plays in that game. I don't know. I would just shut it down if I was the Saints. But to have those games at home is huge. So I think that even if they go 2-1, Atlanta did sweep them in the regular season, I'm pretty sure. So they got the tiebreaker there, but I would think that they're going to win the division.
So
that Atlanta-Washington game would be for a wild card.
So last night I happened to get home, I don't know, 5:36, whatever, and then I finally turned on. I didn't turn it on right away. I turned it on when they were, I don't know, 8 or 9. The Scheffler,
McElroy. Slept on that. Yeah, I slept on it.
Dude, it was really weird. They always do it at Shadow Creek. And so the first few holes are like, you know, they have daylight or whatever, and then the lights come on, and it's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, Valdez, I'm sure you were watching some because you texted me. It seemed like the guys weren't super into it, at least the part that I was watching. They looked like they were cold. They were freezing their asses off. Bryson kept putting on this big parka.
Especially when the sun went down.
Yeah, when the sun went down.
They had, you know how some people have their propane heaters in their carts sit in the cup holders?
Yeah.
They were riding around in carts with the propane heaters.
What was the temperature? once the sun went
out? I don't know, but it was 63 when like the sun was out and and
probably went down to the 40s.
Holes, first couple holes.
Bryson was wearing something you'd see on an NFL sideline in like January.
Yeah. And I think he had hand warmers as well.
Yeah, and they had their heaters in the carts. They just looked miserable, and somebody was kind
of it was awful. It was the death knell of this match.
You think
so? No one cared.
Yeah.
There was no smack talk. There's no talk on some of the holes.
I know they were talking. They were entertaining.
The only redeeming quality of this match was Charles Barkley was he was awesome.
Was he?
He was carrying it.
He was carrying the entire broadcast. He was funny. He was engaging. He was asking, you know, questions that a mediocre golfer would have. He was joning. He was the highlight of the entire thing. And whatever he got paid, I know the people split $10 million in crypto cash or whatever. Whatever the sponsorship was for it, they should give half of that to Charles because he carried the entire thing.
And I usually don't really like all this Charles Barkley stuff, you know, with the golf. But I agree. I think he was the most entertaining part. I mean, Brooks couldn't have looked more disinterested. Rory was barely locked in. Bryson's usually very entertaining. He was pretty mute.
Was he?
Yeah. And
I think it's because Bryson was getting his ass kicked. Maybe. Like he just didn't really...
So was this an 18-hole match?
There was three six matches in it. So they did
six hole matches.
So they did a best ball, alt shot, and then singles. Gotcha. So basically the Ryder Cup formats, but in six different matches.
Right.
I think it took 11 holes for Bryson and Brooks to win a hole. I mean, they were just struggling.
They just smoked them.
And so I had it on, but I just could not believe how non-entertaining it was. And they actually weren't playing great golf either. They're missing a ton of putts. The greens were hard as a rock. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was a little disappointing. Valdez might be right. It might be the death knell of that bit. We'll see. I don't know. I mean,
I don't know how you can rig it up so it's more interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what else you can do. I mean, you got the biggest names in golf.
They do, but like Scottie Scheffler's not that entertaining. Like he's a great golfer, but his personality is kind of boring.
Well, also, entertaining just because he's so good.
Yeah.
Well, think about it. A lot of these guys are.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC+, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
They're very guarded. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're personal. Like, everything's personal to them. Even the Netflix series, it took a lot for people like Scotty to get out of their shell.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're playing with, like, an earpiece in. You're kind of expecting them to be chatty. They're not chatty.
They were getting in their carts, and there was no talk.
No talk.
No conversation.
They couldn't wait for this thing to be over with.
It looked like they were miserable. I mean, when, you know, I usually walk these days, but if I'm in a cart with my partner, usually after every hole, you sit there and you kind of BS a little bit. You might even just lament what happened on the hole, but at least there's some conversation.
And even the conversation they had back in the booth, where one word answers, they're asking Rory, like, hey, what's in his, like, water bottle
his
that he
creatine.
Keeps, yeah, like, he keeps shaking up. Like, they're trying to prod him for some sort of conversation or information, and they're just giving him nothing.
Yeah. I was kind of shocked
and then,
by it.
Yeah, and it was almost like Barkley recognized what was going on, and then he turned into performer mode.
Right. He just felt like he had to carry it.
And I thought he did.
Yeah.
He did a pretty good job. And I usually don't like all that shticky stuff during the golf, but whatever.
Well, I mean, look, they're not actors. They're not comedians. They're not performers. They're just dudes playing golf.
They are. But Bryson has a lot of personality.
That was very shocking to me. I actually thought Bryson was sick because it explains the massive puffy coat that he had on when it was 63 degrees.
Uh-huh.
It could explain a lot if he was sick. But I was very disappointed in Bryson's lack of interaction.
I actually went to the bed about the 14th hole.
Mm.
And I just like, screw this.
It was bad. I can't believe I wasted my time watching it.
I know.
What happens. But it's December 18th.
It's primer because it is Tiger Week.
Uh-huh. It's Tiger Week. Tiger's going to play, I guess, in the PNC with Charlie. I think they go off first, right? They're on
no,
the first 10, hole.
10:44. On Saturday.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Coverage doesn't start until noon on Golf Channel.
All right, let's take a break. Lots to get into today. I already went through the guests. We'll be talking hockey with Coach Carbs. We'll be talking Commanders. We'll be talking RFK. A lot to get to today. 800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in on anything. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll get into some of the sports page. Stay with us with the Junkies on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.